You ever meet somebody and they're so boring, you feel like they poisoned you? Like, you're talking to them and you're like, I feel like I'm dying right now. And I think you did it. This guy's name is Craig. I met him. I made sure to get it. I was like, I'm gonna remember you for the rest of my life, man. I met him at the bank. Is he a bank teller? No. Is he a security guard? Nope. What's his job? I don't know, whatever they call that guy that stands in the lobby of banks now, where you, like, you walk in and you're like, do you work here? And he's like, I think so. That guy? The lobby liaison? Well, I saw him, we made eye contact. I don't know how you work. For me, if we make eye contact during the day, not at night, but during the day, out of human decency, I acknowledge you. So that's what I did. We made eye contact, and I go, how you doing? And he went. And I was like, okay. So then I get to the second set of doors to walk in. And as I reach for that door, I hear, you going to the bank? I go, is this still a bank? And he goes, yeah. I go, I'd like to. And he goes, go for it. And I was like, okay, thanks. And then I reach back, and he goes, I'm going to Virginia next week. Are you telling me that? He goes, you said, how you doing when you got here? I had to think about it. That's what I'm doing. I go, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard anybody say. And also not how that question works, but all right. And now I reach back and he goes, yeah, my sister lives there. And I'm like, how long she lived there? Now I'm roped in. He goes, 15 years. And I go, you've never been? And he goes, uh-uh. Now I'm starting to look at him like, hey man, do you drive to work or does somebody drop you off? You know what I mean? I think he could. I think he could see it in my face because out of nowhere he goes, I drive. And I was like, that's cool, man. That's cool. I drive too. That's crazy. I got to get in here. He goes, yeah, we're going to check out D.C. and we're going to see some monuments. I go, I would love to hear about it, but I have to make a deposit. He goes, well, I'll be here when you walk out. I go, you motherfucker. Fuck that guy. And fuck everybody like him. If you have the audacity to tell people how you're doing when they say how you doing, that shit is rude and selfish, all right? I'm serious. There are two acceptable answers to how you're doing. Fine and great. And if you're miserable, you say fine. You don't burden people with your real world problems during a courteous exchange. Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you on a grand scale who's helping nobody lose weight. It's Starbucks. This is true. They have a national training campaign to try to trick you into ordering food. And this is why. They know you're going to order a beverage. So they try to lead you into food. Pull into any Starbucks drive-thru. And now they greet you. They say, welcome to Starbucks. What can we get started for you to eat today? And you're like, wait, what? I just wanted coffee. And they're like, no shit. What else do you want? So then you're like, I don't know. Sausage? Like, what do you have? I don't respect that. I like my shame straight up and honest. And nobody does that better than the West Coast burger chain In-N-Out. And if you've never been, in In-N-Out, get your fucking life together and go. And I want you to go simply so you can experience the most shameful and honest question in all of fast food. Because you pull up and you go, I'll have a double-double fries and a Coke. And they go, will you be eating in the car? Yeah, I think so. And they go, I bet you will, you fat fucking pile of garbage. Doesn't that question sting? You're like, am I living in my car? Why am I eating in my car? Because if you say no, they give you a bag and they're like, leave with dignity. But if you say yes, it's an open tray and they go, eat out of that, pig. And then it falls in your lap and they go, pick it up. And you're like, how about, blah, blah. And they go, are you going to jerk off when you get home because you're lonely? And you're like, yeah. We're going to give you a free milkshake because you're bumming everybody out. We're fast food workers. You're making us sad. Get the fuck out of here.
If you bring a baby into a movie theater, you're a piece of shit. Yep. If your reason for doing it is that you couldn't get a babysitter, well, then you don't get to go to the movies. That's how that works. It happened to me in back-to-back movies, which statistically I did not think was possible. First movie, I'm in there 5 minutes. I'm watching the movie and I hear, wah. What? And I turn, and in the row behind me, there's a mother, a father, and a baby. Not a child, which I think is an important distinction. It's a baby. I'm like, all right, these people are insane. I'll just ignore this. Turn back, 30 seconds later. And I'm like, well, now I have to say something. Now, I'm polite. So I turn and I go, excuse me, are you stabbing your baby right now? Because it sounds like it. And the dad goes, no, I love the baby. You picture him, okay?
I love him, pero no, he's my baby.
And I said, well, could you? Because I'm trying to watch this movie. And your baby's ruining it. And he was like, no, no puedo. So I get up, I go to the lobby, I see the manager of the theater. I go, hey, there's a fucking baby in there being a baby right now. And the manager goes, some people suck. And he walked away. That is the best customer service line I've ever heard in my life, hands down. You can't even get mad. If you're in a restaurant, you've been waiting on your food, you're like, hey, where the fuck is my food? I've been here half an hour. And the manager's like, some people suck. You'd be like, oh yeah, some people suck. I didn't think about it. My bad. Sorry about that. I left. The next day, I go back to the movies. I should point out, I saw a different movie. It was also a different baby. It's not the same family standing out front. And then they see me and they're like, oh, there he is. All right, let's go inside and ruin this for him again. This time, I am way further into the movie. I'm emotionally invested in this movie. I like the movie. And then out of nowhere, I hear, wah. This time, I swear to you, I audibly go, nah-uh. And now, other people get involved. You know, when you can hear somebody's age in their voice? Like, I can't see shit. It's a dark theater. I just hear a guy go, either make it quiet or get it out. That guy's 140 years old. Like, I could hear that he'd never hugged his children. I could hear it in his voice. This time, the mother of the baby goes, shut up. And I was like, oh shit. Like, we have a situation. And then a third person goes, what are you doing? Shush is passive aggressive. She said, shut up, just go straight to fuck you. Like, what are you doing? But now I wanted to be the hero and like save the movie. You know, I felt a tremendous sense of injustice. Like all these movies are being ruined by babies, but I didn't realize I was too angry in that moment to, speak English words in a sentence. You know when you just get like real rage, like you just, dude, like you feel it, your throat dries out, and so I stood up in the theater with the best intentions, and I went, "Why is everybody not in the adult movie?" Like none of it made sense. Everybody was like, "Who's that fucking guy? What's his problem?" I was trying to say, "Let's be civilized adults." But instead I went, "Adult movie. Porn's on now. Cover your baby's eyes." The next thing, I see a white t-shirt pop up and I'm like, "Well, there's the dad." Some of you got it. And he looked around. He was like, "Who's talking shit?" And I was like, "I'm talking shit, bitch." I didn't say it, but he knew what was up. But then I went out the exit immediately because I'm not getting my ass kicked over the Lego movie. So I left.
I probably checked into 400 hotels this year. And when I tell you that this has happened to me more than half a dozen times, I am not exaggerating. Every hotel check-in begins usually the same. It's standard. Hotels, they, you know, the people at the desk, they go, "Last name?" And this just happened to me. "Last name?" And I go, "Segura." And the guy goes, "Whoa, are you Japanese?" And I go, 100%, yeah. And he just goes, "Oh, we don't get a lot of Japanese people here. That's pretty cool." So I have to stop him and go, "Hey, man, I'm not Japanese." And he goes, "Segura. Segura." Sounds Japanese. Like, that's because you're saying it Japanese. I could be Smith, and if you want to go Smith, it's Japanese. And he goes, "Well, what are you?" Which is fucking rude. Can I just say it's never important to ask that question? What are you? It's never important to ask that. It's sometimes important, but not a lot. When is it important? Sushi chef, accountant, 100-meter dash. Outside of that, sometimes it matters. So I tell him, I go, "Segura is Spanish." And he goes, "That's weird. You look white." I go, "I am white." And he goes, "But you're Spanish?" I go, "Correct." He goes, "Do you speak Spanish?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "So you're Mexican?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "I don't know what's going on." I said, "What's going on is you failed fucking social studies. And you're not too good at geography either." And then I see his head drop, like he feels bad. I'm like, "Look, man, you understand there's white people in Mexico. You know that part." And he goes, "No, I don't." I said, "There's white people there. There's black people there. There's even Asian people there. And if you really want to shit your pants, those Asian people, they speak Spanish too."
You don't expect it, but they're like, "Dim sum, muy rico, si lo quiere probar. Si no lo quiere probar, concha tu madre, nadie te quiere, anda la mierda."
They are Asian, and they speak Spanish. Sometimes you witness the power imbalance play out in front of you between the genders in a grotesque fashion. Of course, when I say the genders, I am only speaking of two of the several hundred that now exist. I would like it to be clear where I stand. I have no problem calling anybody anything they wish to be called. It is no burden on me. You can identify as a shoelace if you want to. And I will call you Zippity Zimzer if you ask me to. Do I think it's a little silly? Yeah, but so is badminton, and that's an Olympic event, you know? So here's what happened. I was shooting a movie a few months back, and one day we wrapped up kind of early for filmmaking. It was late afternoon, and I walk off set, and I notice there's a bar across the street. I go, "I'm gonna walk into this bar, have a drink,
go back to the hotel. Simple enough, right? I walk in, I see a woman seated at the bar doing what I can only describe as weird shit. If you're like, what do you mean, Tom? Well, I think there's a normal spectrum of behavior that you see from one seated at a bar. You know, if you see them seated there, you might see them go like this, or like, hey, or maybe even, ha ha. This lady is seated at the bar and she's going. I'm like, is she making fudge? What is she doing over there? I also notice it late. Like, I notice it as I'm walking past it. That happens sometimes, right? Like, you walk, you see something as you're passing it. You're like, that's some crazy shit. And you keep walking. And then you're like, I need to see that again. I don't know how I'm going to see it again. Now I'm dead center, and I see that a woman, to be clear, is in public, 4:30 in the afternoon, and she is sitting there fucking peeling her potato. I don't know. Playing with her pussy. You know what I'm trying to say. And she is not hot, if you're wondering. If you're like, was she super hot? No, she wasn't. And because of that, I tattletaled immediately. You know what's up. So I go to the bouncer. I go, excuse me. That not model over there is diddling herself at the bar. And this big yoked dude look. And he goes. I go, yeah, talk to her. And he goes, mm-mm. I'm like, excuse me? He goes, I don't want anything to do with that shit. I'm like, I don't think anybody does. There's a woman masturbating at the bar. He's like, ugh. Like, he's put out by my outrageous request. He's like, all right, man, Jesus Christ. So he gets up. He walks, like, halfway there. Turns around. He goes, yeah, I couldn't do it, man. I go, you have to. So he calls over the hostess, this cute little 22-year-old. Is like, what's up, Kyle? And he goes, handle that. And she's like, okay. She goes over there, super polite, which is fucked up, considering the circumstances. I can't hear her, but I can read her body language. She's like, hi. And she's like, everybody can see you. And then she goes, stop it. Stop. And she goes, you promise? And she goes, thank you. And she comes back and she goes, she stopped. I'm like, she finished or she stopped? She goes, she stopped. And I go, okay. I'm like, wait, is she allowed to stay? And she goes, yeah. I go, why? And she goes, because she stopped. I go, I'm sorry. Would I be allowed to stay? If I was just sitting at your bar, just kind of toying with the top, you know, like. Would you tap me on the shoulder and be like, excuse me? Will you put your leaky dick back in your pants? Thanks. You want some chicken fingers or Sprite or something? I say, you called a SWAT team, and they would rappel into the building. Someone would crack my fucking head on the side of the bar, and you'd have a parade as my corpse was carried out. As she goes, you're right about that. Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know. I don't jerk off in bars.
I have been fantasizing a lot about people asking me how I lost the weight that I haven't lost yet. And like, I just have so many answers. Like, I really enjoy doing, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, dude, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. Like, you just gotta make smarter choices, man. I mean, yeah, drink more water. Look at me. I mean, I've never felt better. I have so much energy. If I can do it, you can do it. And then I eat chocolate souffle as I have. I'm a raw, 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 raw. Like, well, like next year I'll probably be ready for this conversation. Fucking asshole. I got a trainer. They gave me a trainer. That's a better way of saying that. I joined a gym and they go, do you want a free training session? And I was like, okay. What does it normally cost? And they're like $900. And I was like, oh, wow, that's a great deal. Yeah, that's awesome. The first session is a bait session. It's ridiculous. The guy's like, stand up. I'm like, okay. He's like, wow, you're a very powerful athlete. Were you pro before? And I'm like, I was. He goes, yeah, you look like it. I can see all your muscle fibers. They look really great. I'm like, and then he's like, do you want to do this all the time? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. This is a good boost for me. I like this a lot. Second session, way different than the first session. Second session, I'm doing burpees. Like, you jump on the ground, and then you jump onto a wooden block. I'm running through sand, pushing a sled, and I go, is this SEAL school? What are we doing right now? In the middle of this workout, my trainer goes, stop. And I said, thank you. He goes, you know why I told you to stop? And I go, yeah, so you don't have to give me CPR, I think. And he goes, no, the Holy Spirit. What? And he goes, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you to stop. And I go, what did I sign up for? What the fuck is this? And he goes, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And I said, is he gonna make me do push-ups? And that right there, he got really mad at that. Like, really upset. He was like, it's not all jokes. Like, oh, I said one thing. I can't say one thing. All right. And he tells me to take the big plate, the 45-pound plate. He's like, hold it over your head and run down to the pier and back. And the pier is like 3/4 of a mile. And I go, nope. Not doing that. He's like, you're quitting? You're quitting on me right now? And I go, no, I'm not quitting. It's just that the Holy Spirit, it talks to me too. And said, there's no way I'm going to make this run without throwing up and people pointing and laughing at me. So I'm going to get a peanut butter protein shake right now. I'm out, man. Later. And I took off.
So I'm a dad. I am. I've changed some. Not too much. You have to change a little bit. You know, there's an expression, having kids changes you. I think, personally, I think it should be modified to having kids should change you. It's a big time red flag when you meet somebody who's like, yeah, I've had 4 kids. I haven't changed at all. And you're like, oh, you're super unstable. That's good to know. They don't have to be huge changes, but you know, you kind of evaluate your life and you make a change. Me, personally, I'm very proud of what I changed. I realized when I had kids, I had no time, no energy. I need to edit something out of my life. You know what I edited out of my life? Arguing with everyone. Every friend, every family member, I just don't engage. As soon as it starts, I flip it on them. Okay, so as soon as I'm arguing with somebody and they're like, yeah, I don't really agree with you, I go, yep, I'm on your side now. And they're like, what? I go, as soon as you spoke, I came around and joined you. That's how little I want to talk to you. And I'm free. Feels great. Now, not everybody likes it. I'll tell you, my own mother is not a fan. She lives for arguing. There are some people built like that. She lives for combative things. She wants to just fucking stab, twist, turn. She loves it. She's also a dream crusher, which is my least favorite quality in a human being. You know a dream crusher? The person who, no matter what you say, you want to do or try, they're like, mm-mm, not you. And you're like, it's good to have you around, you know? They'll stay with you, right? Like, I bet you me just bringing it up brings them to your own memory. That's how powerful they are. I do remember telling her, I was like, I'm going to L.A. to do stand-up. This is years ago. I say it to her. I'm going to L.A. to do stand-up. Her response was, you should go to the post office. I was so naive. I was like, they do stand-up shows at the post office? And she goes, no, to work. I was like, oh, no, no, no. Stand-up would be the work. And she goes, I understand. I was like, wait a minute, am I telling you my dream and then you're saying go be a mailman? And she was like, Jace, okay, now I do all right. You know, I make a good living. She knows about it, obviously. She hits me up for shit constantly. But I still get to have some fun. Like, you know what I sent my mother just a few weeks ago for her 75th birthday? A book of fucking stamps. And I put a little note in there. I got these at work today. Ha 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 ha. Last one I ever went on, I board with my wife. We get on, she looks at our boarding passes and she goes, we're not sitting next to each other. And I go, okay. Uh-oh. She goes, you don't want to switch seats? And I go, not really. She goes, why not? I said, because we don't have to. She goes, what does that mean? I said, well, there's only two people that have to sit next to each other and they're up front. We can sit anywhere. And she goes, you're gonna ask people to move. And I was like, great, should be a real treat. So that's always fun, right? You all settled in? You wanna stand the fuck up now? Great. So we're both window seats. We need an aisle to move. So I go to the guy sitting next to her, and this guy is old. I don't know how old, but it doesn't look good, all right? He's drooling. He's got rubber where there used to be bone. Put it this way. It's his last flight. All right? So after this one, no mas. So I go, excuse me, Gandalf, do you think that you could move so I can sit next to my wife? And he goes, move? Mm-hmm. He goes, you move. Yep. I'll move here, and then you move there. He goes, you can't see a meniscus? A food was on a fire, drain, but I got to stretch out. I said, well, I won't be able to stretch out as much. There's food built up there, I can't stretch out. I got to sit by the aisle of access and stretch it out there, so it's built up more. And it'll be seven, eight times more if I sit over there. And I go, are you reading me a fucking novel about this?
I was trying to figure out, like, where is power the most equal, you know? I think it's a parking lot. Just hear me out. It doesn't matter what you drive. If you drive something, that parking space is yours. And when you are ready to leave and other people are looking for a place to park, oh, don't you love that moment? Like you're walking back to your car from the mall on a Saturday and you're done shopping and you see people like, ha ha ha, where will I park? And then they see me and they're like, hey, are you? I'll be like, I don't know. Maybe. I like to give them false hope. Do you ever do that? Like, I know they're waiting for the brake light. Well, first they have their blinker on, like that's an official, that's like my blinkers, that's just mine. You're like, okay. Are the US Marshals gonna back you up on this shit right now? But they want your brake light to appear because that means you're starting the car. So I'll do this, I'll just hit my brake and release it. And you feel the tension rising, you're like, this is exciting. And then they snap, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And that's when I go, I'm eating In-N-Out. I'm gonna have this burger now. It's probably gonna take an hour, I don't know. But then as soon as they drive by, I'm like, nah, I'll eat it later. I'm gonna go ahead and take off.